Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Jenny Romaniuk's Better Brand Health, a book that basically flips everything you thought you knew about branding on its head. Sophie, I have to ask, did this one make you feel like a lot of your marketing instincts were wrong?
It absolutely did, Sam. And hi, everyone. Better Brand Health by Jenny Romaniuk is one of those books that shows you the data behind why the things we assume about brands, like that loyalty is everything or that you need to be unique, just don't hold up. It's a real eye-opener.
Yeah, the first thing that hit me was her take on loyalty. She basically says that heavy, loyal buyers are a tiny fraction of your customer base. Most of your sales come from light, occasional buyers who just happen to think of you first.
Exactly.
And that's the core insight. Brand health isn't about how much people love you. It's about mental availability, how easily your brand comes to mind in a buying situation. That's the whole ball game.
Right? And she makes this really sharp distinction between salience and differentiation. For years, marketers have been told to stand out, be unique. But Romaniuk says the data shows that the most successful brands are often the most similar to their competitors. They just have more mental availability.
That's liberating, isn't it? You don't have to invent something totally new. You just need to be the brand that pops into someone's head when they're standing in the aisle. She calls it being typical rather than unique, fitting the category so well that you're the default.
So how do you actually measure mental availability? Because that sounds a bit fuzzy.
She gives a really clear framework. First is mental market share. Basically, if you ask people to name brands in a category unprompted, how often do they say yours? That's a leading indicator of future sales. Then there's network size, how many different associations your brand has. And finally, the strength of those links, how quickly and consistently they're triggered.
So it's not enough to be known for one thing. You want a big, rich network of associations. Like Coca-Cola isn't just a cola. It's Christmas, it's polar bears, it's red, it's summer.
Exactly.
And that's where creative consistency comes in. She says most marketers change their assets too often, new logo, new slogan, new campaign, and every time they do, they're tearing down a memory structure. Instead, you should keep your distinctive assets consistent and just find new ways to use them.
The part that really stuck with me was about buying cues. Most advertising talks about the brand itself, its features, its history. But Romaniuk says you should link your brand to the situations where people actually need it. For a soft drink, that's thirst, heat, a party. For a bank, it's paying bills or saving for a holiday.
Right.
You're building a shortcut. When the cue appears in real life, your brand pops up. She's very clear that digital advertising is just a new tool for the same job. The danger is that digital makes you focus on clicks and conversions, which are short-term.
But a click isn't a memory.
And she's pretty critical of how most companies track brand health. They use these huge surveys asking people to rate the brand on dozens of attributes like innovative or trustworthy. But Romaniuk says that's measuring opinions, not memory structures.
Yes.
She advocates for a leaner system. Just track mental market share, network size, and the strength of your distinctive assets. That's more predictive and much easier to act on.
One thing I also loved was her reframing of loyalty. She shows that loyalty rates are mostly just a function of market share. Big brands have high loyalty because they have more customers, so someone will naturally buy again. Trying to increase loyalty directly is a waste of energy. Instead, grow your mental availability and loyalty will follow.
That's such a freeing idea. It takes the pressure off trying to make people love you and puts it on something you can actually control, being more mentally available. She even gives a practical guide for doing a brand health audit using those metrics.
I'm definitely going to rethink how I look at brands now. My big takeaway is that brand building isn't about creative genius or deep consumer insights. It's the slow, patient work of building memory structures, using consistent assets, and linking yourself to buying cues over and over.
And if you want to dive deeper into that, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, plus infographics on many of them. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
So the real key is don't try to be loved, try to be remembered. Thanks for hanging out with us, and we'll see you in the next one.